What's up, guys? Patrick Jolly here. I got a couple quick announcements for you before we get going on with the show. First off, our website, devilsbusiness.net. Go check that out. It's got some extras from the show, blogs, photos, videos, and of course the podcast. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or any podcast app you might have on your phone. Secondly, a personal announcement, my comedy album with fellow comedian Matthew Lumpkin, we are known as the Saints and Sinners Comedy Tour. Our album is out now on iTunes and Amazon MP3. It's ready to download, so go purchase that now. It's called Saints and Sinners Comedy, Advisory Immature Content. Make sure you get that. Make sure you rate it. Give us 5 stars and tell them how funny we were. Thanks a lot. Now on with the show. All right, so how old are you again? It's time for Devil's Business.
I forgot my ID.
I'm very sexually open.
I'm the oldest motherfucker I know.
Welcome to the show that covers the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly, and with me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick Alcoholic, Aaron Sofane, and Zach AKT. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
It's really good to be here.
All right, we're doing the It's Never Too Young to Party episode / Underage Drinking.
Which is fun.
Yes, which is one of my favorite things to do ever.
Kids.
Whether you were the person that was underage drinking or you were hanging out with someone that was underage drinking. But before we go into the show, why don't we start with our promos of the week from MyFavoriteSin.com. Nick, tell me the promos.
Woo! We've got some announcements to make, guys. It's been 7 years since My Favorite Sin's been a promotional company for Atlanta Nightlife. So we're going to throw our 7th anniversary party at Cosmolava Friday, May 2nd. It's about a month away, so it's going to be a big deal. We're really happy about that.
Excited.
We are excited. Also, some discount tickets on the website. You can save lots of money on these. We got some bar crawls coming up. The 3rd annual Dos de Mayo Tequila Crawl, which is a good time. And then also the 2nd annual Tres de Mayo Tequila Tour. So there's going to be a lot of tequila shots going on, and we've got discount tickets on the site. Our promo code, SINNER. So go in there and save some fucking money. And then let's go into this week, this Thursday, Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove. That's the best party in 19 years going. Fridays at Cosmolava. And actually, we have a special guest bartending event, but he's not really a guest because he's our bartender, and he works there every Friday and Saturday. But it's Zachary Jester. Yay, Zach. You'll be bartending, and you're our little guy. On Friday night, that's gonna be great.
It's gonna be weird to have to call you Zach for that one night.
I know, we call you T, and everybody, he's like, no, everybody calls me Zachary. So that's this coming Friday. Also, it's Opera's got a couple really big DJs coming up this Friday night. Promo code Center, save some money. We got Revolver, and then next Friday, Aaron, you're gonna love this one. Next Friday night, Illuminate presents ATB.
That's
at
big.
Fucking Opera. That's huge.
It's
so
real big.
Go to our website, save some cash on the tickets, and use the promo code Center. Also, Saturday night we're gonna round it out. With Discotheque Saturdays at Tongue and Groove with DJ Bam Bam. That's going to be a good time.
Aaron, you had an announcement.
We're setting up some shoots for Seven Deadly Studios over the next couple of months. And so we're looking for models and MUAs and possibly a lawyer. but anyway, we've got a couple on-location zombie shoots at locations where The Walking Dead was filmed. So
fantastic.
Yeah, it should be super creepy.
Yeah, Terminus's building is right by my house.
It is really close to your house, actually.
Yeah, it's retarded.
And we've got we're doing some shoots for Patrick's calendar, his Pictures Worth a Thousand Words calendar.
Oh yeah, I'm creating a Picture Worth a Thousand Words, so we want a picture that kind of tells a story in one shot, and we're going to be doing a 12 pictures for
you told
a calendar.
Me some of those. They're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Dude. They're and, awesome. They're very elaborate.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing 3 or 4 shoots for that at least. So we're trying to line up more models, get some fresh faces
right
out there. Plus, we have some bikini and lingerie shoots and some stock photography shoots, that kind of thing. Yeah. So make sure to hit us up if you're a model. Or a makeup artist.
And we have a like page now called Seven Deadly Studios.
A fan page?
It's a fan page on Facebook, so you can go like that.
You can hit us up on our several social network outlets that we got going on now. So we got it all covered. You can find a way to get to us.
Fantasmic. All right, well, let's get on with the stories. This is the Never Too Young to Party / Underage Drinking episode. The first story we're going to go into is Nick's, and you're going to kind of set the tone for the entire episode, and you're calling this one, I'm 19.
Yeah, so we're all gentlemen here, and we sometimes date girls a little younger than us. Whenever you're, you know, in your early 20s, you end up you know, tolerating and dating the hot young ones, like the really young ones, the ones that just turned 18, 19, 20.
Why are you trying to equate us into whatever sick thing you're doing?
Look, man, I mean, sometimes we take...
I love it when he does, like, you know what, like, we all do?
We all do.
We all do this.
I'm not trying to justify anything. I'm just telling a story. Fuck.
About all of us.
Yes, all right. You're welcome.
All right, so you're into the young chicks, Nick.
So anyway, when we lived in Florida, I guess I was in my early 20s, 24, something like that, 25, and I was dating this 18-year-old girl. And then she had just turned 19, and then I started to take her out in my social circle or whatever. And I worked at this restaurant, and we would always hang out on Friday and Saturday nights after we closed. You know, we'd sit at the bar, and we'd all get fucking wasted.
Right.
And I was very, very close friends with the owners and everything. And, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm dating this girl. You know, she's awesome. I'm going to bring her through. And they're like, how old is she? And I'm like, oh, she's like 21, 22, something like that. They're like, really? I'm like, no, she's of age. So she comes in one night. We're all hanging out and having a good time. I had vouched for her, you know, and she introduced herself to the owners. And they're like, oh, it's nice to meet you. You look so young. She's like, I know, 21. I know. I'm actually 21.
Oh, so she's trying to sell it like McLovin.
Right. She's totally fucking putting that out there. And then we're sitting at the bar, and everybody's of age. And, of course, you know, the young pretty girls start, you know, talking about shallowness and how young each other one is and how pretty they are and da-da-da-da. And then, you know, this chick is already – I mean, you can't feed more than two or three drinks to a 19-year-old girl before, you know, the fucking gloves fall off and they're just fucking punch drunk like dirt and spewing garbage out of their mouth. And
oh, so, life hack.
Life hack. So she's hanging out bonding with this other drunk girl and they're like, oh my God, I know. It's like, it's so crazy to be so young. And this girl goes, I know, right? I'm 19.
She just blurted it out across.
Like, shut the fuck up. Are you, what? I don't know. Oh shit. It's like the ramifications of what just happened just start flowing. I'm like, okay, my fucking bosses are going to fucking hate me. Like, this,
I just got fired. Thanks, bitch.
Yeah, we were just serving a beer to the fucking resource police officer.
Oh, she's Ukrainian.
Yeah, right? They take
it. Well, see, that what's great about that story, that really does set what we're talking about.
That's exactly it.
Just no clue.
I'm telling the second story. And the second story, I call it, who made this cat a gunner? The first time I got really good and drunk, I was probably about maybe like 16, 17. And I went over to my friend Kyle's house, and his parents were out of town. So we had this big cooler full of all these beers, and we started drinking, making a beer mid. Well,
nice.
I misunderstood. Like, when I took the driving test, they start saying, how long does a beer, you know, alcohol take, to get, you know, one beer take to get out of your system?
Right.
Shit like that. It's 1 hour, right? Well, I misunderstood that and thought that it takes you 1 hour to sober up.
So 12 beers.
1 hour and you're sober, right? That's how it works. That's how the math. I didn't do math.
Wait. Oh, okay. See, I can't do math, and I just got that.
Well,
Don't laugh.
We start drinking beers. Then we start playing little games, like try to see how drunk we really are, like if we can still walk a straight line, like little stupid shit.
Oh, the field sobriety test.
And Kyle was nailing walking a straight line down the middle of the hallway. But that was because he was running his shoulder down the wall and didn't realize it.
Hey.
He just laid over walking down the hallway, and I'm giggling my head off. And we start getting so drunk, we end up tackling the beer mid because it's hilarious.
I've done it.
And finally, one of our other buddies showed up. His name is Jeff. Shows up, and Kyle's like, hey, man, we should all go bowling. And that's when I realize I am way too drunk to go bowling, and I don't need to leave the house because I got to go home in a little while. I can't be here. I got to sit here and sober up.
In the next hour.
What, to go home to your parents' house and try to pull it off?
I got to try to pull it off.
No, I'm not drunk, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk.
17-year-old kid's got to sound sober, and I don't even understand drunk yet. And so I tell them, look, no, I'm going to sit here and sober up. That's when they inform me that, no, it's 1 hour per beer. I'm sitting there going, I drink so many beers. Oh, no.
I'm not going to be sober for a week.
So I remember standing in the hallway, and this is when the drunk had turned on me. And Jeff, and I'm standing behind Jeff and Kyle walking down their hallway, and all of a sudden I decide I need to puke now. And they kind of look back at me, and they see me kind of turning green. And I go, guys, and I look right in the hallway bathroom, stare at the toilet, and then push them out of the way and run out the front door and puke in the front yard. I don't know why I chose front yard.
Man, you gave him like the look away, like, you know, for the toilet. You're like, outside.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be messier than that toilet's going to handle. So I ran outside. I start vomiting all over the front yard. And they're like, yeah, you're going to just stay here. And Kyle, he's going to go bowling. We're just going to, we'll come pick you up in a little while, right?
Sober up, buddy.
So I go lay down on the bed and I'm just kind of watching the preview channel because I just want to stare at the time.
Yeah, TV Guide channel is awesome.
Yeah, and I'm just staring at the time, clicking away, just trying to figure out
having
how
a mental
sober
breakdown.
Now, at this point, I didn't realize that Kyle had any pets. I'm just laying there staring at this preview channel, and all of a sudden, this cat, it looks like a cat, jumps onto my chest, and it walks up to me. I'm also so new to being drunk, I'm convinced that maybe drunk adds hallucination. And I'm like, the fuck is this cat doing?
This fucking cat. Is this real, man?
Fucking motherfucking cat. Fucking looking at my shit. What the fuck, motherfucker? And, you know, he's judging me. And he walks up and he gets closer and he's got these bright blue eyes and they're crossed. he's just beaming like the end of his nose.
So with how drunk you were, did that straighten him out?
No, it made him just weirder. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm just, and now I'm mesmerized. Like if you were just standing outside the room watching me, you're just seeing a drunk guy laying on the bed, staring nose to nose with a cat. Just like, oh, fuck. And I immediately just went back to the Spaceballs thing with the cross-eyed gunner. I just start shouting at the guy, who made this cat a gunner?
I did, sir.
Now,
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, the fact that it was my first time getting drunk, I also decided I need to experience what I can experience, like what this is like being drunk. And what's the other thing that you discover around that age?
Or I'm going to jerk off right
I'm
now.
I'm going to jerk off immediately. Drunk and jerking off is like playing with a wet noodle. It is. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to concentrate. You can't.
Yeah. You just turn out chafing a little bit.
Yeah. Look so bad. So finally, Kyle and Jeff show back up, and I'm just kind of sweating and panting and holding a cat. And they look at me, and they're like, the fuck's wrong with you? I'm like, fuck, who made this cat a gunner? Look, have you seen this motherfucker? And
Patrick, you didn't fuck the cat, did you, buddy? You're not supposed to fuck the cat.
Look, I was drunk. I was getting some pussy.
That was a sweet little pussy.
But so when I finally got home, and I just remember crawling up the stairs to my house.
Please don't wake up, Mom. Don't wake up, Mom. Don't wake up, Mom.
Actually, I think I pushed my mom out of the way in my way to the bedroom. Like, at that point, it was just survival mode. But I had to call my friend the next day. I'm like, hey, man, do you have a cat? He goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, thank God. I think I jerked off in front of him last night.
I feel like something was watching me.
I feel weird. I feel like I should explain myself a little bit better. I don't know if this makes sense.
I don't know if he's been talking.
Like, I don't want it to be awkward the next time I talk to him when we're there.
Hey, you're a little judgy. Your judgy fucking cat kept staring at me the whole goddamn time.
Somebody's into the catnip.
The third story we're going into is T's story, and it's called, yeah, I'm fine.
Before I went to the club that we were promoting for that night, I went to go see some friends that were working at a different venue. So I went over there, hung out for a while, and they were wrapping up and getting ready to close. And I'm like, hey, well, I'm working over at this place. Why don't you come hang out and I'll get you a free drink and I'll get you in. We'll go in the back door because I'm really cool like that, which really what would have happened.
T's all about the back door.
I would have like called Nick on the way there and be like, hey, buddy, make me look cool real quick. And like 30 minutes goes by and I'm like, so I go find the girl that ends up, that was the one that actually agreed to come, and she's just trashed. And I'm like,
this is a bad choice.
And I'm like, are you good to go? And she's like, yeah, no, we'll swing by, blah, blah, blah. And she's like me. And I'm like, I feel fine until I'm in a car and I'm sitting down and I'm at some reason, my shit falls apart.
The drunk sneaks up on
you. Right. So we're like driving there and she's like, you know what? I need to go home. And I said, all right, that's a good call. I can tell based on your falling apart nature.
Yeah,
right,
I don't want to bring you to the club and have you be the problem that I brought.
Right.
It's probably best to drop you off.
Hey, look what I brought.
Exactly. So I decide, all right, I finally get her home and I walk her to her house and realize that she's got two really cute roommates. And
score.
I'm listening.
Bang.
Sally, I'm upset about the lack of an invitation.
He didn't call me either.
I'm not a mathematician, but I think
your odds are going good.
Right. I think that this is definitely going to be improvements. And they were having like some cocktails when I got there.
So they're loose women.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I was like, I dropped her off and she introduced me to her friends and then kind of went into her bedroom. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to give them the offer. So I hung out for a little bit and then said, hey, I actually got to go. I'm promoting at a club. You know, I wasn't thinking about it, but I just said, hey, if you guys want to come out, I can get you in and I can get you a drink. on me.
So
and
you,
they're like,
wait, so you brought the drunk girl home, and then you decided to pick up her two friends and take her. Them.
I love it. Don't judge him.
Yeah. That's like the Indiana Jones, like move the sandbag, take the golden idol. Yeah. Like, you're a sandbag. I'm going to take your golden idol and go away.
Little did I. So they're like totally thrilled about it. Like almost way too eager to like come. But I'm like, yeah, whatever. They fucking think I'm probably cool as shit. And so they hop in the car and I can tell I didn't realize how many sarsaparillas that they had had prior to me being there. So but it's clearly been a couple. And I'm like, I've just changed out one problem for two problems.
You've multiplied your issue.
Oh, man.
That's
I like how you can always, you always can compound your problem. Like it was a small problem. Now it's a huge problem.
We're driving and they're having way too much fun. They are cranking up my music and they're rolling down the windows and yelling. And I'm allowing this to happen because they're really cute. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look like a baller coming to this club. And
yep,
they're going to think that I'm a baller because I got them in and got them a drink and blah, blah, blah.
This is guaranteed blowjob.
Oh, at least. So... So we finally get to the club and I'm like, hey, you know, just lock it up for a couple seconds. And we get out of the car and we're walking up the street and we're approaching the security guy out front. I was like, hey, just go ahead and get your IDs out because they might need that. You look kind of young. We don't have our IDs. I was like,
nice.
How old are you? And together they said 20.
That's not the right number.
And I said, hit me. Hopefully we got an ace in there because goddamn it. So I immediately I am like, okay, this is a problem. I was like, all right, wrap it up. We're going to go back to the car. And like, why are you blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you bitches lied to me. And you were dishonest. You lied out of your dirty lie hole. So I'm turning around. I'm like shooing them back in the elevator to go into the parking complex. And we finally get back to my car. And I'm like, you get the fuck in the car. Oh, I didn't say that. I was actually being nice about it. I was like, hey, just, you know, no, everything's okay. Don't worry. Because they're like upset now because they think that they've done something wrong, which they did by being born a year later. And so I'm trying to very politely get them back in the car, and they're like, okay, that's fine. And then I realized while I'm in the car driving, because it's about a like 15-minute drive, and like 5 minutes in, I'm like, you know, they're being way too cool about this. They haven't said anything.
They've all sudden locked up really good.
Yeah, they're being really calm. So I kind of look back, and there's one in the passenger seat, and then one behind. I'm looking back at both of them at a red light, and I'm like, huh. Were you always that pale, or just?
Oh no!
What?
I'm like, you guys, are you guys okay? And they're like, yeah, I just need to go home. You just need to go home. So I'm driving them home, and GSP is everywhere. And it's not like they're not there normally, but you're really paying attention now, and you're like, and it's. I notice every GSP. Like I have eagle vision right now.
Yeah, when you're driving a felony
everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm
you're
like,
aware.
And oh man, I'm going like I couldn't be going more of the exact speed limit and following every rule that there has been made. And
yeah, I'm making up rules.
Yeah,
I'm signaling with my arms out the window.
This is still valid.
So we keep driving and they're deteriorating fast and I'm like this is bad. And all of a sudden I'm getting ready to like. You know, make sure they're okay and like ask maybe. So I'm like, do you need to go to a gas station or anything? She's like, roll down the window, please. And I'm like, look, I know what you're about to do. And I think you just need to lock it up. And we're like 10 minutes ETA to your house. I think you can hold it. I have faith in you. You've been really good all night. You've been really tough and strong. And I think that you can hold it. She's like, nope. Rolls down the window. Like, we're on the highway going like 70. Rolls down the window. I'm like, how bad is it? She's like, I'm all out the side of my window. And I am now losing my goddamn mind.
So you're driving like 70 down the highway
God,
and then just spraying
vomit.
So
you just washed awesome your truck with vomit.
Oh God!
Just
that's the best.
All down the side. It was so violent. But
and
I
she said she was fine.
I believed her too. So she's vomiting. I am losing my fucking mind, and I'm getting like like really anxious about it. And so I'm rolling up the window while her head's still out, going, bitch, you need to lock it up. Like, no, like, fucking calm down. Like, there's GSP everywhere, and you bitches are underage, and I'm with you right now.
You're sending out a party flare now.
I'm piecing stories together. Like, what the fuck am I going to say if I get pulled over right now? And I've learned that what the fuck I was going to say was nothing. I was going to run because that's the only option in this scenario.
Panic. Sheer panic.
Fortunately for me, though, I got them home safely, walked them up to their bedroom, and told them never to fucking talk to me again.
That was polite of you.
Yeah, that is all right. You walked in on their party, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah, no, it wasn't their fault at all.
It was a kidnapping.
I didn't ask their age when I was just like, hey, I'm Captain Big Dick. I'm going to bring you out to a club and get you drunk because I can do that. I'm the mayor of this bitch. So
pocket breathalyzer.
If anything, it was absolutely my fault.
I like how you're like, they're like, I'm fine. Like, yeah, you just dumped a quart of fine on the side of my truck. Thank you so much.
That's great.
All right. The next story we're getting into is Aaron's story called, Oh Shit, It's Tequila.
Oh, you guys. That was very nice. This is about when I was 19, and I had a few drinking experiences, and what ended up happening every time. The first time with peach schnapps is I just drank peach schnapps till I couldn't get any more in me, and then it just burst all over the side of somebody's fucking mobile home. And then this next time was beer, and I just drank so much beer, I had to get it all in me, and then just vomited all out in the middle of the street. I had this thing where I just was terrible at it. I would have one, and one would make me tipsy.
Right.
So then I would drink 14. And I had a real bad experience. So I went for a while and didn't drink at all. I was 19 and just moved to Pensacola and gotten a new job. And one of the people at the job was throwing a party at her house, and this is like a middle-aged lady.
How many people were in this party? You and her?
Well, that's how it started.
Two-person party is
I showed
a
up early because it was a party, and I heard there's going to be free booze, and I was really broke at the time, and I wanted to try this thing out again and see what I love today. And what it was tequila. She went over, and I was one of the first people to get to the party, and I'm sitting in the living room. She's like, hey, you want some tequila? I'm like, I don't know what that is, but this sounds fantastic. Yeah,
Aaron, there's just a fucking constant with everything that you tell stories about where you always go, yeah, that sounds like a great idea when you've never done it and you just deteriorate so bad.
That's kind of my thing.
That's how you make stories.
That's how you get stories. Like, you just pretend you know what everyone's talking about and then just do it.
I love it.
Sometimes it makes you a crackhead or a drug dealer. Anyway.
Or an inpatient at Grady Hospital.
I'm sitting there and she's like, hey, you want some tequila? I was like, man, that sounds like a great idea, whatever it is. And so she brings some salt and she brings a bunch of lime wedges. So I'm sitting there and I don't want to say like, hey, I don't know what the condiments are for. So this, her daughter, who was at the party.
Wait. You're like, this is the worst hors d'oeuvres I've ever had. I don't understand. Do I salt my lime? This is stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no, this is the worst salad. And her daughter is there, and she's like, hey, have you ever had them with salt? Had tequila with salt and lime? I'm like, oh, with salt and lime? No.
Yeah. Oh.
No,
oh,
wow, you were honest?
Not that. I usually just drink it straight out of the bottle while I'm firing my pistol.
Yeah. Arriba! Arriba!
So she's like, yeah. She shows me how to do the salt and the lime thing. And she licks the salt and does a shot and then puts the lime in her mouth. And I'm like, that looks great. I'll do that. And so I do it, and it's so good. It's just over, and then you're like, whoa, hey, all right, man, that's a really good time. And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, I think I'm going to do another. I'm like, you want one? She's like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And so she walks off. And I remember I was sitting there, and so I started doing these one after the other. And I was thinking, man, when are people going to start getting this party? And I don't know. And something went like kind of to the left, and and then there was a tingle in the back of my neck. And then the people were walking in the front door, and they're all like, yay! And people got 12 packs of beer and, you know, bottles and everything. And they're like, yay! And I remember that. And like, they seemed a slightly different color than what I remember people being. And I was like, man, wow, this is really good. And so the daughter comes back over, and I remember her saying, hey, who'd you share this bottle with? And
what?
And I was like, share? Is a thing? Is that a thing that we do in Mexico? I don't know. I'm new here. And I was like, I don't think anybody, there was this sharing, and I have to pee. And so I got up. I remember getting up from the couch. This is the first time I got up from the couch since I showed up at the lady's house, which in hindsight, I think was maybe 20 minutes. Maybe 20 minutes. And I'm drank this bottle of tequila and ate all her lime wedges. And and I was going down the hallway, and I remember there was a hamper of dirty clothes. I was like, oh, these clothes are dirty. And then it was hot. It was so fucking hot. My eyes were, like, stuck shut. And I was sweating, and there's noise. There's, like, noise, and I hear birds, and I hear children. Like, children, like, laughing, and ah! And,
I think that was heaven. I think you died for a minute.
Well, when I rubbed my eyes and got the left one to pop open, and I sat up, and I was like, man, and I've got like these stripes. I was laying face down, and I remember seeing chrome, and I push backwards, and there's a big mixing bowl. A big silver mixing bowl filled with vomit that I was apparently using as a pillow. And I was like, oh my God, it's terrible. And then underneath this bowl is a beach chair. And I'm like, whoa, a beach chair.
At the beach.
and the birds, those are seagulls. And the kids are playing at this pool that I'm laying beside.
Wait, what?
And I'm laying beside him in my boxers, and
wow.
I'm beside a pool, and the sun is up. It's like noon, and it's so hot.
Scorching.
And I'm at a hotel pool on Pensacola Beach. This is 45 minutes from where I was when I was going to the bathroom, and there was a hamper. 45 minutes away, and like 12 hours away. It was like 11:15 when I was going to go to the bathroom, and now it's 11:15 again, and it's hot, and I don't know what the hell is happening.
This 11:15 is brighter than the last 11:15.
I look around. I don't see anyone I know. I just see families
staring at you, judging
like,
you.
What is this place? And there's palm trees, and I can hear the ocean. And I'm like,
all very scary things.
This is very scary. So I just get up, and I'm like zombie this thing toward the hotel doors. I see the big doors, and like in there is where I'm going to get some answers. And so I walk in, and I'm walking through the lobby, and I don't have any shoes. And I'm really confused. And did I say I was hot? It was so hot, just sweating. And I see the front desk, and behind the front desk is a big Hilton logo, and I'm like, I'm at a Hilton somewhere, somewhere near the water, and at least it's still summer. I started walking toward the counter to ask maybe and see if anybody knew.
You seen me before? Who am I?
The guy in his underwear who's confused.
I'm Waldo. Who the fuck's looking for me?
Do you have something for me? And
maybe some lotions.
So, but the thing is, they're looking at me like somebody's about to call the police. So I look around a little bit, and I'm a little confused, and I see a mirror to my left on the opposite wall from the people. So I walk over the mirror, and my face. My face, the one side of it, it's like I'm Two-Face from Batman, and one side of my face is just covered in vomit, and the hair is all matted, and it's apparently is stinky if I'm judging by the people standing near me. But the other side of me is like a beauty queen. She's wearing makeup. She's got lipstick and eyeliner and fake lashes. And the left side of my head is all done. All the hair is done and little rubber bands, little multiple colored rubber bands. So I've got like 20 tiny ponytails.
Oh. So I had to go up to the front counter and ask them to call me a cab, but not before I asked them, what state am I in?
State of confusion. You're in a state of confusion.
Like, well, sir, we're going to have to guess LSD or Florida. Florida, you're in Florida. And I'm like, can you call me a cab? She's like, I'll call it right now. And I had to tip the cab guy $20 before he would allow me to sit in his vehicle.
Wait, so you did have a wallet or money somewhere then?
No, I did not have any money. I was just winging this thing and got him to take me to the hotel. He's like, okay, it's going to be $45 and everything. And you said you would give me $20 and that you owe me another tip after that. I'm like, hey, let me run upstairs and borrow some money. And yeah, I had to send my roommate down to give him money because I had nothing. I had nothing and no recollection. I wasn't with any of my friends. I just went over to visit this party. I still have no idea how I ended up at this hotel.
So you never even got an answer.
Never got an answer. All I did was ask for money and took a shower, and that's all I've ever
learned. Maybe a little
about
aloe.
Jesus. Fucking two-faced burn.
It's okay. The rouge kept me from burning.
Well, guys, that's going to be our show. If you have any funny stories about underage drinking or underage drinking with your friends, please send it to us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com and leave with the subject line, underage drinking. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.